The Daily News, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, May the 4th, 2006. Hebron child injured in settler hit and run. Soldiers open fire at residents trying to pass a military checkpoint near Nablus. Army occupies several shops in Hebron. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Abdullah Al-Jabari, 3 years old, from the West Bank city of Hebron, was seriously injured on Tuesday evening in a hit-and-run incident with an Israeli settler. The child suffered fractured legs and arms and severe bruising, medical sources reported. According to the child's mother, Randa Al-Jabari, the settler intentionally ran her son over, then fled the scene. Israeli soldiers and police arrived and allowed a Palestinian ambulance to take the child to hospital. No investigation was initiated by the Israeli army or police, who are responsible for maintaining law and order in Hebron. Israeli soldiers stationed on Al-Batham checkpoint at the southern entrance of the West Bank city of Nablus fired at residents trying to pass Thursday morning. The checkpoint, which is used by hundreds of locals from surrounding towns and villages to enter the city on a daily basis, seeking work, health services and education, has been closed for several days and was declared a closed military zone. Residents were forced to use a nearby farm road. Soldiers chased them and fired rounds of live ammunition, eyewitnesses reported. Israeli soldiers took over several Palestinian shops in the West Bank city of Hebron on Thursday morning. Troops stormed shops that sell construction materials and set up ambushes inside, forcing the owner and employees out, eyewitnesses reported. In Hebron, there has been an increase in sudden checkpoints and an arrest campaign over the past few days, especially in the Old City. The Israeli army invaded the town of Hawawa, south of the West Bank city of Nablus, and arrested 7 youths on Thursday morning. Soldiers continue to impose a curfew on Hawawa for the second day running and have initiated an arrest campaign, which has led to the arrests of Amr Wafiq, 20, Saleh Awad, 19, Sohil Awad, 17, and Ahmed Awad, 17. The other 3 arrestees have not been named, local sources reported. Troops have forced all shops to close and have installed military checkpoints all over the city, along with army snipers positioned on top of some residents' homes, the sources added. Israeli troops invaded the village of Obadiah, east of the West Bank city of Bethlehem, and arrested 1 resident Thursday morning. Ayub al-Asa, 21, was arrested after soldiers stormed his house, damaging his family's belongings. Then al-Asa was taken to an unknown location, eyewitnesses reported. The village of Arabiya, southwest of the city of Jenin, is under siege from the Israeli army Thursday morning. Army vehicles and soldiers have blocked all access roads to the village, installing checkpoints and roadblocks. Residents under the age of 35 are not allowed into the village, and the army are stopping and searching all vehicles and detaining them for hours. Residents who attempted to enter the village using a farm road were chased by soldiers firing live rounds and sound bombs, eyewitnesses reported. And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Centre website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupy Bethlehem, this is the Daily News from Palestine, brought to you by Penny Quinton and Ghassan Banora.